Anti-fraud czar J.D. Vance announces arrests of several suspected of defrauding healthcare hospice systems of $50 million in CA. By Sean Moran on April 2, 2026. Vice President J.D. Vance announced that federal law enforcement arrested on Thursday fraudsters who allegedly stole more than $50 million by defrauding healthcare and hospice systems in California. Vance wrote on X, "Our task force isn't wasting any time cracking down on fraud. This morning in the LA area, federal law enforcement is taking down fraudsters who stole $50M plus from Americans by defrauding our healthcare and hospice systems. Thanks to DROCMs and USADI SALE for their work." Bill SALE, first assistant U.S. attorney for the Central District of California, said, in coordination with the task force to eliminate fraud, "Federal law enforcement executed several arrests and search warrants in the Los Angeles area this morning targeting hospice and healthcare fraud. Operation Never Say Die involves 11 defendants who engaged in fraud totaling more than $50 million. Those arrested today will appear in federal court this afternoon. A press conference with more details is happening shortly." President Donald Trump tapped Vance to lead the administration's anti-fraud enforcement efforts. The Anti-Fraud Task Force found a staggering level of fraud across California, and 221 hospice and healthcare providers in Los Angeles have been suspended so far due to suspected fraud. The administration's war on fraud once again yields results as more suspensions take place and fraudsters face justice for ripping off hardworking Americans and stealing their tax dollars and social services, a Vance spokesperson said in a statement. "The vice president and his task force are proud of these latest figures and expect to see this number continue to grow dramatically." Administration officials said the number of hospice and home health care providers that will be suspended will likely dramatically increase. "We expect this number to grow much, much higher in the coming weeks," a senior Trump administration official said. "In 10 weeks we're getting close to what Governor Newsom did in 4 years. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz said.